Jesus Christ has truly given his life for me, then I either have to accept that or reject that. But I can't remain neutral in this.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Lent.
Welcome back. And we are going to continue sharing with you what stood out to us and why in Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God. And you get to go.
Yes. So on Sunday, it's already Palm Sunday. Can you believe it? We're entering into Holy Week right away. So I hope everybody's hearts are just, you know, you're ready. You're ready for this week because it's, I always find it's like my favorite time of year, Holy Week.
And congratulations to your discipline and journey with us. You're preparing your heart for great grace.
This was a long journey, so thank you. My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. So intense was the sadness he was suffering that it could have killed him. This is how Jesus suffers. So I really do love, especially Holy Thursday. I think it's one of my most favoritest days. Is favoritest even a word? I don't know. My most favorite day of the year because we remember Jesus alone in the garden. And it says that his soul was so sorrowful, even to death. Like, could you imagine being that sorrowful? And I'm sure some people have gone through tremendous suffering. Maybe you've lost a child. Maybe you've gone through tremendous heartache or hurt or pain, you know, by people that you love. And you felt sorrowful, even like you could have died.
Or maybe you find yourself in a suffering where you want or you have wanted death, you know, where there is just seemingly no relief except by death. And I think, I'm sorry if that's ever been your experience or is your experience, but here we enter into the passion of Jesus and in the garden where he is so sorrowful, even unto death. There's nothing that we can go through that Jesus doesn't understand.
In our lives, there may be moments of intense struggle, perhaps darkness and deep pain, when we are tempted to lose heart and it is difficult to accept the will of God. The image of Jesus at the Mount of Olives shows us how we must proceed in these moments. We must embrace the will of God without putting any limit or condition whatsoever to our acceptance of it, and identifying ourselves with the love of God by means of persevering prayer. The teacher and me found this image of, actually my mother-in-law gave it to us and then I laminated it. And I just think it's so beautiful. We have it up on a wall in our kitchen so our kids can see it. And just to remember Jesus in the garden all by himself, you know, even after he's asked his apostles to stay awake with him, he is still by himself suffering. He took up man's sins as if they were his own, and offered to pay personally all our debts incurred as a consequence of them. He wanted our sins to be called his sins, and for this he paid not only with his blood, but also with the shame of these sins.
I remember the first time when I realized Jesus died on the cross for me. Prior to this, I was 19 years old. Prior to this, I saw the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross as something he did for humanity. But there was this disconnect from me and humanity and me and Jesus. It was like a generic thing. Like how you can get your name in the phone book. You know, everyone, remember those things? We used to have phone books, you know, and anyone could get their name in the phone book. It wasn't that special. You didn't put it on your resume, right? It wasn't something to brag about because, you know, it's everyone's there. And I thought Jesus died on the cross, him dying for humanity was like him dying for everyone in the phone book. Well, not that special. He might know my name, my number, but I've never got a call. Like, I didn't see how that was relevant to me. And it was a speaker when he said, if you were the only person in the entire world, Jesus Christ would have still given his life for you. And I remember those words, hearing them, not with my ears, but my heart received them. And I thought, really? And that was a pivotal moment in my life, and it really changed. It changed everything because it forced me into making a decision. If Jesus Christ has truly given his life for me, then I either have to accept that or reject that, but I can't remain neutral in this. The other thing that stood out to me in this passage from Father Fernandez was that Jesus took not just the sin, but the shame, the word shame stood out to me. Because we can all identify with that feeling of shame, but Jesus took that upon himself. And he bore it. Not only did he bore it, but he bore it in the marks of his body. Like when Jesus looks at his body right now, there's holes in it, in his hands, in his side, in his feet. In heaven, Jesus' physical form is there. And when he looks at his hands, what does he think of? He thinks of you. Bearing the shame, bearing the consequence of sin, right also in his physical body. So literally, Jesus has marked in his body his love for you. And it reminds me of Isaiah 49:16, where scripture says that he has carved us in the palm of his hand. I just wonder, is Jesus' crucifixion a fulfillment of that? That's what came to me in prayer. I don't know what the great theologians would say about that. Thanks for watching today. Please comment below what stood out to you and why. Pray the rosary right up there. And if you're blessed by this video, share it with other people. And it's Friday, so we are going to place our minds also upon the Passion of Jesus. We've made it really easy for you. At the end of this video, there's a link to St. Alphonsus' Way of the Cross. And we will see you on Monday.